the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Looks like another beautiful fall day out there. So
yeah, it's very nice outside, and Every warm one is one less cold one.
Oh, yeah.
We have a great program for you this morning. We're going to talk about the Million Cup program that's being sponsored by Fox Valley Technical College and the Venture Center. And our guests this morning are Doug Schacht, who's the entrepreneur instructor out at Fox Valley Tech, and Amy Peach is on the phone with us. Amy is the director of the Venture Center. First, we'll say good morning to Amy because she's on the phone. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Tony and Doug and Randy.
Yeah, good morning, Amy. Good to have you on.
Good to have you here with us this morning, Amy. We wanted to talk a little bit. We're really glad you and Doug came on the show to tell us and tell our community about the Million Cup program. And tell us a little bit about what you do at the Venture Center, Amy. And what's your involvement in the Million Cup program? And then we'll turn to Doug and we'll ask him what he does at the Fox Valley Tech.
Sure. Well, I am director of the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. And the Venture Center is the college's Entrepreneurship and Small Business Resource Center. So we provide education and training in the form of seminars, workshops, networking, and events for people looking to start businesses as well as early stage companies and existing established small business owners that want to build their skill sets and grow their businesses.
Okay.
Thanks, Amy. That's very good. Doug, what is your role at the Ventures at the Fox Valley Tech?
Well, my role is on the other side of the campus. I teach in the entrepreneurship program as part of the business management degree or the certificate program that we have for students that are going to the college and actually pursuing college credit. So the classes that I teach are with students that are working on their degree, working on a certificate, want to start a business at some point, maybe not immediately upon graduation, and want to learn those techniques for doing that.
The person attending that class would be possibly working in some other area as well as far as their course of study, and then this would be an addition to?
It could be. They could either be going for or studying business management and studying entrepreneurship as a part of that, or they could be in another program area, horticulture, culinary, auto collision, et cetera, and wanting to take some coursework in entrepreneurship with the hopes of owning their own business someday.
Mm-hmm. What is Fox Valley Tech's and Venture Center's commitment to small business entrepreneurship? I know that, Amy, you've been at the Venture Center for a number of years now, and that's been a great program. How committed, can you describe how committed Fox Valley Tech is to entrepreneurship?
Sure. The college is very committed, and you can see that in terms of the programming offered both for students, as Doug was referring to, and a pathway for entrepreneurship that is created for them, as well as from an economic development perspective in the work that we do at the Venture Center. And the commitment goes further than that. Our president, Dr. Susan May, is also vice chair of the National Entrepreneurship Association for Community and Technical Colleges.
Okay. And Susan is very, very dynamic lady. She's basically an Appleton lady, and she's been at the college a long time. I know she's very vested in the tech and in the community, and she drives things like this Million Cup program. Amy, tell us a little bit about how you came to be a Million Cup participant.
Sure. Well, the Million Cup program is part of the Kauffman Foundation. And the Kauffman Foundation is based in Kansas City, Missouri, and is one of the largest private foundations for entrepreneurship education in the country. And they do their work on a national scale. And one of their goals is to reach entrepreneurs throughout the United States by providing educational resources and supporting organizations that assist entrepreneurs. And one of the programs that they launched, 3 or 4 years ago now, is called 1 Million Cup. And we applied at Fox Valley Technical College for the Appleton, Fox Cities area and region be recognized as a 1 Million Cup city. And we did that, submitted that application in July, and were notified in mid to late August that we had received positive affirmation and that Appleton would be designated as a 1 Million Cup city. So we're launching the first 1 Million Cups event next Wednesday, October 28th at 9 a.m. At the Bordini Center across the street from the Fox Valley Tech main campus in Appleton.
Okay.
And 1 Million Cups is a free weekly program that first and foremost helps educate, but also engages and connects local entrepreneurs and small business owners.
Okay. Well, Doug, if I could just kind of ask you what your role is in setting this up and how you got involved with this Million Cup program?
Well, my role is one of the community organizers like Amy. I think there's actually five of us that came together and are supporting this program to bring it into the Fox Valley. And as Amy said, 1 Million Cups is really a dynamic opportunity to connect entrepreneurs and their local community. And so what we've been doing is trying to engage the community right now, kind of behind the scenes for our soft launch on October 28th, to really help us create a very robust program to bring entrepreneurs together, bring community leaders together, bring those that really want to support our entrepreneurial ecosystem that we have here in the Fox Valley.
About how big is this Million Cup program right now?
I think last count they had 80 cities right now across the United States that has a 1 Million Cups site. I believe that, you know, we're one of the smaller communities being, you know, the Fox Cities here. But it's pretty exciting that, you know, Fox Cities, Appleton, Wisconsin, is one of these 1 Million Cup sites.
It is, and it's a real good indicator of how alive entrepreneurism is here in Wisconsin and in the Fox Cities. And just as a little supporting information for the effort, Small Business Administration collects a lot of data on small businesses and entrepreneurism, and they've been tracking new business for startups and business closings. And for the first time in our history in this country, there are more businesses closing, small businesses closing, than opening. So this is a really wonderful effort on the part of Kauffman Foundation and the Fox Valley Tech to really stimulate and bring together an environment that is good for entrepreneurs to start and then a supporting group to keep them going. We're going to take a quick break right now. We'll come back on the other side. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there, making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
And good morning and welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We have a great program. We're talking about the Million Cup program that's being launched by the Kauffman Foundation nationally, and recently the Fox Valley Technical College has been approved by the Kauffman Foundation, and we're going to be launching our first Million Cups meeting, our gathering, this coming Wednesday. We're talking with Amy Peach, who is the director of the Venture Center at Fox Valley Tech, and Doug Schock, who is the entrepreneurship instructor at Fox Valley Tech. Before we get back to our guests, though, we'd like to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter brings you the BizTalk program each week, And we're really happy to do that. SCORE is a national organization that has about 350 chapters around the country with about 11,000 volunteers. In the Fox Cities area, our chapter services a seven-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have about 55 volunteers with various disciplines who can help you as a business owner overcome problems, grow your company, or help you get your company started. Our disciplines include marketing, accounting, IT, banking, cash flow, HR, strategic planning, legal. If you have a question or you need some help with your business issues, please contact us. We'd be most happy to help you. All of our mentoring is free and it's confidential, and you can reach us at foxcities.score.org.
Yeah, Tony, you did mention that the mentoring is free, so you know, that's one of the great things about it, and it's continuing. It isn't just a one-shot. It's for the life of your business.
We're talking with Doug and Amy this morning about the Million Cup program. Doug, tell us a little bit about the launch coming up on Wednesday. This is the first meeting that the community organizers have focused on for a while, and what's going to happen on Wednesday?
Well, our inaugural event is this Wednesday, October 28th at 9 a.m. at the DJ Bordini Center, which is right across the street from Fox Valley Technical College's main campus in Appleton. And it's going to be an event where we bring together entrepreneurs, we bring together people that provide resources to entrepreneurs like bankers and others, and really engage the community in hearing about a exciting local startup. You know, the premise of the 1 Million Cups program is to have a early-stage startup come in, make a presentation that lasts about 6 minutes, followed by 20 minutes of question and answer following the presentation where they can engage the audience. And so it's an opportunity for people to learn about new, exciting startups in our community that are starting to make changes, make positive changes for our community.
And this coming Wednesday, do you have a presenter or two lined up?
We do. Our first presenter is from Princeton, Wisconsin, a company called Princeton Audio. They produce a pretty cool wireless speaker. It's battery powered with a rechargeable 15-hour battery, Bluetooth technology. It's kind of a really unique product that they have created, and they're going to be our first speaker. So they'll come in and present for about 6 minutes on their business, and followed by our questions and answers. And I think it'll be a really great opportunity or a great business to kick off what 1 Million Cups is all about.
Amy, on your side there, who do you see as the other people attending besides the presenter? Who are you looking for out of the community?
Well, each week the presenters will share their companies with a diverse audience, as Doug was saying. This may include peers and other entrepreneurs and small business owners, certainly mentors, educators, and other advisors.
Okay.
And the culture surrounding a 1 Million Cups event is that of being very supportive. And it's a neutral space that welcomes entrepreneurs and business owners to be open and honest about their businesses and the challenges they're facing, and then getting support through the community to meet those challenges and work through them.
Since you keep the terminology is for the Million Cups, I would assume there's coffee being provided.
There is, and I'm so glad you said that. We have to recognize them. Doug and I are thankful to be on the show today to share 1 Million Cups. But as you said, there are five of us that are initial community organizers, plus the coffee, the conversations will be caffeinated by Copper Rock Coffee Company.
I love
that.
So
we are very thankful and excited to have their sponsorship, along with our other community organizers, Mark Burwell. And Mark is with the eHub out of the Green Bay area. We also have Mark Busco, who is a student at UW Oshkosh and part of their Collegiate Entrepreneurs Organization. And Phil Forek, who is a student at St. Norbert and an intern at the Entrepreneurship and Small Business Committee for New North Inc.
Okay. If someone wanted to find out more about this, where could they go at Fox Valley Tech? Do you have a website address or somewhere they can go, someone to call?
They can actually log on to 1millioncups.com, and that's the number one, 1millioncups.com, and then they can click on Communities, and Appleton is right at the top of the page.
Great.
Good. Okay. And how does someone become a presenter at the group?
Well, at that website, they can apply to present.
Okay.
And once they do that, they'll answer some questions. And then also, Kaufman has provided a few short educational videos for them to watch so they can deliver a good educational and wow presentation for the audience.
Okay. And the presenter should be, who's a presenter? Is it someone who's been in business for 10 years? Is it someone who just has an idea? Hey, I got this idea. I want to start this business. Can you give us a little idea of what that, Doug, what is the definition of a presenter?
We're looking for early stage startups.
Okay.
And I would define startups as businesses that have started to pursue and attract customers to their business. So this is not established companies. It's businesses that are just really getting off the ground, mm-hmm. and need help, need resources. You know, mm-hmm. I think one thing that's really cool about this program, 1 Million Cups, is, and one of the thoughts behind it is to create this source of help for businesses and entrepreneurs that are getting started, because you know no business can be successful by themselves. They need all sorts of people at the table. You know, a lot of the people that Amy mentioned before, and so it's really this opportunity to support them through their growth process and their growth stages.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue our conversation with Amy and Doug. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at BankFirst. Bill, we know BankFirst was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. BankFirst will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of BankFirst, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes.
There we go. Hey, great music, Vicki. Thank you. Yeah, that's a great one. That's a favorite. We're talking this morning with Amy Peach, who's the director of the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College, and Doug Schacht, who's an entrepreneurship instructor at Fox Valley Technical College. And we're talking about a Million Cups program, which is being launched here in the Fox Cities on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday at 9 o'clock in the morning at the Bordini Center. It's sponsored by the Fox Valley Tech and five community organizers who wanted to build a network to aid entrepreneurs to find the resources they need to grow their company. It's all started by the Kaufman Foundation, a national player, and if you've never visited their website, I'd encourage you to go out and visit the Kaufman Foundation website. The Ewing Marion Kaufman Foundation, Kaufman is K-A-U-F-F-M-A-N. I'm going to give out the phone numbers right now and invite you to call in with questions for Amy or Doug about this event coming up on Wednesday. The number here in the studio is 281-1150, and outside the Appleton area, you can reach us on a TDS Metricom toll-free line. That number is 866-887-1150. Amy and Doug, one of the phenomena that I've been reading about in the Million Cup program is that 67% of the respondents who complete the survey, 67% of the survey respondents indicate they found out about this and attended it by word of mouth, not by technology, which is an interesting twist in today's world where we hear about the fast-paced cell phone and all these blasts going out on emails. How is that affecting your ability to draw folks into our event here on Wednesday?
Well, I think this event is, you know, very much a grassroots effort. You know, we're attracting students to come attend the event, obviously past graduates of ESEED through the Venture Center, and entrepreneurs that we know within the community as well as advisors to them. We actually have an ad hoc steering committee as part of our entrepreneurship program on the for-credit side of the campus, and we've got the word out to them, and they're spreading the word as well. So I think your statistic is actually interesting, with 67%, because I would think the marketers would tell us that's pretty normal nowadays, where it's third-party credibility does most of the selling versus emails and e-blasts and everything else that we're always exposed to.
Yes, it tells you that the face-to-face connection is still pretty important.
Yeah, Amy, this is Randy. I got a quick question for you. The first presenter that you have, this Princeton Audio, met the people. They're very, very interesting. How did you work with them, or how are you working with them to get them ready for this particular program?
Well, Princeton Audio applied early on when they heard about Appleton becoming a 1 million cup city, and I believe they were looking forward to it and applied early because they had experience presenting at 1 million cups in Milwaukee and Madison. So Madison got their designation late in 2014, and I'm not quite sure when Milwaukee got theirs, but Appleton is the third city in the third region in the state to get designated. And they had presented at those other events, so they were familiar with the experience.
Okay. Some of the things that you look for, or as far as an application, what the person has to put down or what they need to have?
Yep, it's all online through the Kauffman Foundation. So they'll ask them questions about, you know, who they are, how long they've been in business, what problem is their business addressing, who are they serving, what challenges are they experiencing, and basic contact information. And then they're also asked questions after they watch the powerful presentation videos that the Kauffman Foundation provides.
And this is very much a, just to add on to what Amy was saying, this is very much a local effort. You know, they apply through the 1 Million Cups website, as Amy said, but it's the local community organizers that select who actually gets to present and actually works with them to help fine-tune their presentation for when they actually come into the 1 Million Cups meeting.
And that presentation is only 6 minutes?
6 minutes followed by 20 minutes of question and answer. So Okay. It's a very, very quick presentation that we help prepare them for. But it's really their opportunity to share their business and what their business is up to and what their product or service is, and then engage the community to help ask for any resources, whatever help Right. They may need from the community.
And I would imagine you have a rule that says proprietary information does not have to be disclosed. So a business owner doesn't need to be concerned if they're doing a presentation and they're facing 20 minutes of questions. Nothing proprietary is going to be requested of them.
No, and they can always decline, you know, Sure. Questions that they feel are Yeah. Too intrusive.
Yeah.
And that's part of it, Tony, too. Each week the format is consistent and the program is facilitated. And it's this process of preparing to present, making a presentation, and then receiving feedback that makes it a meaningful learning experience. And that really contributes towards the success for these entrepreneurs.
One other quick thing. The Kauffman Foundation, in their material, did a nice job compiling results of surveys. And in Kansas City, 87% of the people who attended that event for a number of weeks indicated they attended to connect with other entrepreneurs, and 46% said they were attending to have fun as a motivation to for attendance. So I think, go ahead, Amy.
Oh, no.
I think it's important that people understand that you can connect and network with other people, but it's not an exchange of cards. You're not there to connect with people, but just to get to know other people.
Well, and I think it's important too to note that this is a free event. I don't know if Yes. We've used that word free yet in the conversation today, but this is a free event. You don't have to register. It's at 9 o'clock every Wednesday at the DJ Bordini Center, across the street from Fox Valley Technical College's main campus. You come as you are, and you basically learn about local entrepreneurs that are growing their businesses with here in our community, and you connect with others. And there's absolutely some networking going on, but yeah, it's not like a normal lead type of event.
I'd like to give the phone number out again if you'd like to call in with a question about this event, this new program starting at Fox Valley Tech, the Million Cup Program. The phone number here in the studio is 281-1150, 281-1150. And outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. So this event starts on Wednesday at 9 o'clock, goes till 10 o'clock, and it's going to happen every week. And the website folks can go to see what the next event is going to be. What is that website again?
It's 1millioncups.com, the number one. And then under communities, you can click on Appleton or ATW, and that'll show you the upcoming schedule.
Cool. Amy, one of the things I noticed on the format here, you mentioned it too in passing, was the fact that you have the powerful presentation. That's the title of it that Kaufman presents. Can you tell us a little bit about what those are and how long they are, what the materials they cover?
Sure. Those are a few, I think they're 3 to 10 minute videos for the entrepreneurs to watch. That really just provides some insight about giving a good, solid presentation, making sure you're accurate and concise, and that your presentation leads to being able to capture insight from the folks that you're presenting to. So it also provides a format then for us as community organizers. Everybody who presents will present based on this format suggested by Kaufman, and then we can give them feedback with respect to their presentations, and it'll be consistent for them as well.
Okay, very, very good. That gives you then a real strong interactive program then.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's a real learning focus. So if you could think of the presenters as kind of presenting their case example of where they're at with their business, and then they can share that, and it can be discussed in a real neutral and supportive atmosphere.
In the community we have, the Fox Cities, we have a lot of entrepreneurs here in the Fox Cities area throughout the college's footprint and SCORE's footprint. What do you see, Amy, as one of the outcomes in maybe a year? Do you have any ideas of what you're hoping that the entrepreneurship community can accomplish as a result of the Million Cup program year down the road?
Well, as you said earlier, Tony, about the opportunity to help stimulate and keep the importance of entrepreneurship on the forefront of our conversations in economic development and in the community, because we are experiencing a downturn in startups, not just in Wisconsin, but nationally.
Right.
So this really provides a forum to help entrepreneurs access the support that they need and become aware of a lot of resources that they need in a very fun and kind of educational way. And that is very consistent. So, you know, one of our goals is right now as community organizers is to make sure it gets off to a solid and strong foundation here in our region, and that each week that we have entrepreneurs that are presenting and sharing their stories. So our focus is really around getting the word out, and in a year from now we can say, you know, we had 50 presentations over the last year from early stage and startup companies, and they were able to connect and move forward with their businesses.
Mm-hmm. Amy, what is the, you mentioned the community organizers, there are five of them, and do you see that expanding or turning over? What is the sustainability of a community organizer?
Yeah, the Kaufman Foundation, you know, shares some real good benchmark and practices from the last few years. And one of the things that they suggest is that your community organizers are able to transition every 12 months or so. So you can keep expanding the network and have fresh leadership and new energy driving the event each week. And that's certainly what, you know, we're excited, Doug and I and the other community organizers that initially came together and said, okay, we can commit to this for the next, you know, however long and help make it a success. But also with that that vision of knowing that we look forward to inviting other people to join us along the way during this year, and to have a lot of people to be able to take different leadership roles and transition the community organizer responsibility to people that are really interested and passionate about this.
Okay. Doug, I got a question on this as far as the speakers, the people you have actually presenting. Number one, kind of how far out are you as far as planning on that right now? Number two, what would I go through if I'm interested in being a presenter? What do I need to have ready to talk to you guys about, and how soon do you think you'd get me on? That's
good questions.
Okay, you can come back to me in about 20 minutes on that one if you want.
I think we're almost out of time, so I don't know if I have 20 minutes. We're looking at being basically scheduled all through the end of the year.
Okay.
You know, obviously, Princeton Audio is our first one on October 28th. If you ask me who the second one was on November 5th, I don't think I could tell you right now. But essentially, you know, going through the website, as Amy mentioned before, is how you actually get make yourself available to us to look at, to see if it's to the community organizers to evaluate if it's a business that it's appropriate to bring in to talk to at 1 Million Cups. And we provide a lot of coaching, if you will,
okay,
to help prepare those businesses. But obviously, we want to understand what your business is. We want to understand what your product or service is. What's your business model? Who are you trying to attract as part of your business? You know, really that really basic business concept that you may have that you can share with us to understand what your business is and what it does. And so we can really understand how we can try to position the event, because it is a facilitated event, as Amy said, and position the event to provide the best benefit to the presenters.
Okay.
In entrepreneurship, at least in SCORE, we found, and SBA has found, that entrepreneurs who collaborate and they talk to each other and they're open-minded, they tend to be more successful because they exchange ideas. That's one of the outcomes of this program, isn't it? To get people to talk to each other and share resources and find resources, collaboration.
Well, and this is something I talk to my students about all the time. You know, I don't think anybody can be successful without others, without help. Mm-hmm. And, you know, small business, I think you're absolutely right, Tony. There's a lot of help that happens behind the scenes in collaboration or even bartering that allows businesses to be successful. So I think this is a fantastic event to engage, mm-hmm. To help not only network with other entrepreneurs, but to engage the community. We need the community as well to help these organizations be successful.
And I think entrepreneurs who are listening to the program should get excited about attending this program at one time or another in the next number of weeks, over the next few years as this program rolls out, to be able to come and expose yourself to some of the things that are going on in the community and discover what's happening out there. And you may be able to help someone else. The person attending might be a resource for other people.
Amy, I would assume that you've talked about this program and so on to the people in the EC that you work with. I know that you've got a very, very strong program there. And how do you see that working together? Is that going to blend?
Well, I certainly am encouraging our early-stage EC-ers to attend the events, become familiar with them, and then start visioning when they are going to be up presenting, talking about, that traction they have in the marketplace and sharing the story of their business. And that's, I guess, the neat thing about 1 Million Cups and why it is a good fit for us here in the Fox Cities. As our economy continues to diversify, 1 Million Cups doesn't, showcase any specific industry over another. Mm-hmm. So we're inviting, entrepreneurs from all backgrounds, all industries and of all sizes to participate and engage with us each week.
Okay. Super. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll wrap up the program, and we're looking forward for the biz tips from Amy and Doug this morning. It should be pretty good. You're listening to Biz Tip or Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150, WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps towards success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen, and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
And welcome back to our last segment this morning in Biz Talk. We're here with Amy Peach, who's the director of the Venture Center, and Doug Schacht, who's an entrepreneurship instructor at Fox Valley Tech. And we've been talking about the Million Cup program coming up. First event's going to be this coming Wednesday, 9 o'clock, Fox Valley Tech. It's free, and you don't have to register. We wanted to, first of all, indicate that through the SCORE chapter, we have one more seminar coming up, I think, by the end of the year, Andy?
Yeah, we are planning to do this in cooperation with CAP Services. Yep. So it's going to be the fourth one of the program that we're doing, yep. And this one is going to be on taxes for small business, what you need to know for planning and handling your taxes at the end of the year. That's going to be with Kurt Haling.
December 16th?
It'll be on December 16th. Site to be announced.
Good. Watch your website and listen to Biz Talk. We'll keep you posted. We also want to thank our sponsors for helping to bring the program to you each weekend. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, also Alberts and Haling CPAs. We want to thank Sarah DeBruin at Legal Business Edge, also Bank First National. They're opening a new office on West Wisconsin Avenue, probably pretty soon or else first part of next year. And we also want to thank Candeo Marketing, Mike Pulvermacher and his team for putting together our BizTalkWithScore.com website. You can listen to archive programs at BizTalkWithScore.com. And we want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at The Business News for promoting our program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. So if you're in business or you're thinking about starting a business and you're not subscribed to The Business News, you really should be. For $20 a year, you're going to pick up a lot of good, relevant information that will help you in starting your business and being successful. Well, Doug and Amy, we kind of wrap it up Wednesday, the kickoff. We're ready to rock. We're going to be going out there to Fox Valley Tech at the Berdini Center, and we're thanking Bill and Emily for the coffee.
Yep, from the Copper Rock, absolutely. Yeah, they're great sponsors of the community, but also of 1 Million Cups as well. Yeah, Copper Rock Coffee Company is going to be providing the coffee, and we have plenty for everybody that wants to come to the event at 9 o'clock on Wednesday.
And our speaker is, our presenter is going to be?
Princeton Audio out of Princeton, Wisconsin.
That should be really interesting. First one's always interesting.
Yep.
Amy, any final thoughts? We have a couple minutes.
Well, yeah, I'm just excited that there's just, you know, another opportunity for people to engage with the entrepreneur community in the region, and they can attend this and other events, and they can discover that they can be a resource, as you said, Tony, for others, as well as they can find resources and interact with people that can really probably help propel them forward in their business.
Mm-hmm. With that, we typically ask for our biz tip at the end of the program, and ladies first. Amy, do you have a pearl of wisdom, a biz tip you'd like to share with the listening audience?
Yes, I'd like to tell them to engage with the entrepreneur ecosystem and the community that is in the region, and they don't need to struggle alone in their businesses and think that they are the only ones who can solve challenges. they can reach out and usually connect and find more resources than they could have imagined.
Okay, very good. Doug, your turn.
Well, I think my tip to entrepreneurs is I always tell my students, get out of the building and talk to customers. Mm-hmm. I think it's so easy to put our heads down and use the internet and the power of market research to shape our visions of our companies. End of the day, it's customers that are going to be the ones buying our products and services. We need to engage them very early in the conversation so we can shape our company around what they actually need.
I'd like to just expand on that, Doug. That's a great tip because we think what we're selling or doing is what they need and want. But when we listen to them, we might find out we're on the wrong frequency.
Yeah, the hardest thing to teach someone is always that you're not your own customer.
Yeah.
That's a good way to look at it. So
that is a great biz tip.
With both of the tips that we're talking about, there are so many resources out there that we have with eSeed, with the tech, with SCORE ourselves. We've got SBDC out of Oshkosh.
CAP Services.
There's so many different resources. And I hope that this has a tendency also to bring some of those out so that people can be aware of those. Because I know I'm planning on attending on behalf of SCORE. So look forward to seeing a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great. We're very excited about this event.
Yeah, we're really glad you guys could come on the show this morning. Amy, thanks for taking time on your Saturday morning up in Superior to join us via phone call and share your thoughts.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You're very welcome, and it's always good to have you on the program. SCORE chapter, we're not going to have Biz Talk next week. We're getting Badger bumped again. Go Bucky. We love it when they win, but we don't like it when we're not on the air, but we'll take it. We're going to be back the following week on November 7th. Mark Shropshire is going to be our guest, and we're going to be talking about physical therapy and being healthy. So with all of that, we're going to say thank you for joining us this morning, and you've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.